Holy cow, the years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? But it's not too late to change your life this year. If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an information technology professional in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is what we do. Many of our graduates could do little more than turn their computers on and off before they started. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire our students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, it's mycomputercareer.edu. The First Take Your Take podcast is presented by Capital One. This is Banking Reimagined. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. ESPN News, I'm Jason Fitz. That's just the tip of the iceberg on what Spike Lee had to say. You'll hear a bunch of it today. Let's start with the headlines you need to know. The Knicks may have won on Monday night, but they'll be without their biggest fan for the rest of the season. Spike Lee went on First Take on Tuesday morning, said he will not return to Madison Square Garden for his courtside seats this season. Quote, I'm coming back next year, but I'm done for this season. I'm done. This comes a day after he and the Knicks had a disagreement over which entrance the award-winning screenwriter and director could use. The Knicks, of course, have released a statement. This is hot off the presses. Quote, the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we have repeatedly asked him to not use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the garden, is laughable. It's disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He's welcome to come back to the garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through our employee entrance, which is what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands. You'll hear from more from Stephen A. and Spike both on all things Knicks and Spike Lee. The next headline you need. The show must go on. Next week's flame lighting ceremony for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will go ahead in Greece, despite concerns about the global coronavirus outbreak. The Greek Olympic Committee said it's working closely with national health authorities. Remember, they start the process of the torch next week, and then they carry it all the way to the people where they will hand it off to Tokyo on March 19th. So they say they are moving ahead. And lastly, New York Yankees GM Brian Cashman has said right fielder Aaron Judge feeling better, but will have more tests to determine the cause of soreness in his right pectoral area near his shoulder. Sources told ESPN's Buster Olney there's a growing sense among the Yankees Judge has turned the corner in his rehab. Also remember, Cashman said Tuesday it's unrealistic that Giancarlo Stanton will be ready for opening day on March 26th at Baltimore because of a strained right calf. So we'll keep you updated on those injuries. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless has the full court cell phone coverage you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month, saving you up to half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. We're joining you on the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, ESPN Radio, and, of course, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And you hang out with us for your take on the Shell Penzo performance line. Spike Lee today went on First Take, and this is going to create our question for you. Spike Lee's got his issues with the Knicks, with the Garden, with how he's allowed to enter the Garden. All of this leads to a question. What's the worst-run organization in all of sports? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is intentionally worded. Organization. So you can give me a team. You can give me a league. You can give me whatever your concept is in sports. I want the worst run organization in all of sports. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tell me who, tell me why. You can also tweet us at Jason Fitz. Great way to get in on the conversation there. In the meantime, even if the badly run teams, we want Vivid Seats. Download the Vivid Seats app and our promo code ESPN25 at checkout. Get you 10% off your next order. Don't buy just any seat. Get a Vivid Seat. We all know Spike has a Vivid Seat to all things Knicks. So last night, he goes to Madison Square Garden. He's told that he's entering through the wrong entrance. It has created tremendous drama between Spike and the Knicks. So, being the dramatic man he is, Spike did what everybody would do. He went on First Take this morning, joined Max and Stephen A. to talk about his issues right now with the New York Knicks.
but no one told me. No one told me. No one told me. I'm staying here. Now, you want to arrest me like Charles Olin? Yeah. Oh, you arrest me like you're going to put my hand on my back like holy?
My apologies. That gets you set up. That's what we saw last night. As Spike Lee, entering through the usual entrance he enters through, is told he can't enter that way anymore. We see that causes great reaction. That great reaction then spills over to First Take today.
What happened?
It was a terrible experience. When I went home last night in the cab, I said, I'm going to let it chill. And then my son read me the statement by the Garden. I said, nah. Is spin. Here's the story. I've been coming the last 28 years. I've used one entrance.
28 years.
Plus, my wife reminded me last night, said we'll be married 26 years and we dated a year before that.
And they were hot garbage most of those 28 years.
Not at the beginning.
Yeah,
that's why my wife.
Go ahead. What happened?
So, I've been using the same entrance for 28 plus years. The employee's entrance on 33rd Street. Yesterday, last night, I go in, my ticket gets scanned. I'm in. You know the elevator.
Yes.
I go in the elevator, and also people having their ticket scanned also. And elevator's not moving. And the security guy comes to me and says, we need you to get off the elevator. I said, for what? So we could speak about it now. I said, I'm not getting out of the elevator. So another 5 minutes, then they finally send the elevator up because they know I'm not getting out the elevator. Get on the elevator. As you know, people don't know, the Garden floor is on the fifth floor. Elevator go up to five, and security's waiting for you like it just ran out of Macy's stealing something. And they said, you, this guy, security guy, they're all, this comes from the top. He says, Mr. Lee, you have to leave Madison Square Garden. They wanted me to leave the Garden, walk outside, that out to 33rd Street, employee, that's where I came from, walk outside and come back on 31st Street. Hmm. And I said, I'm not doing that. First of all, you scan my ticket. You can't scan a ticket twice. Also, I know that once you leave a sporting arena event, you can't come back in. So I don't trust these guys, so I'm not going for the okey-doke.
Also, why are you taking a perp walk? For what?
Let me just get it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So I said, I'm not leaving. Then they said, we want you to leave the Garden. I put my hands behind my back and I said, arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley. Then I got back out of here. There's some brothers I know. I grew up in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Says Spike, man, butter, 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 butter. Mm. They said, Spike, this is some crazy stuff. But if we take you in the elevator and go up the sixth floor, not outside the Garden, go up the sixth floor, we'll walk you to your seat. I said, bet. So at halftime, Dolan comes over to me and says, we need to talk. I said, talk about what? We need to talk. I said, Mr. Dolan, I don't want to talk about nothing. I've been coming through this entrance for 28 years. Plus, Wednesday, historic event, the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. They had a Broadway, they took To Kill a Mockingbird, mm-hmm. and had a performance for 18,000 New York City public kids. Amazing event. Where did I go in? The employee entrance. That was Wednesday. So if they want to change this whole new policy talk about, and at first they never said when the thing changed. So why not call me? When my deposit is due, was astronomical price for Nick tickets, and I'm one day late, my phone is ringing off the hook. So, it's not, if they change the thing, the let policy. Me know.
Why do you think the policy changed, at least towards you?
I'm being harassed by James, though I don't know why.
Let me ask, what about the press release did you object to that made you, what did the press release say that you said that's not true?
That me and him, after he came to me, just, you know, at halftime, he leaves. And he always walks across the court. And it's a direct, right where I'm sitting. And the press release says that we shook hands and we were laughing.
They actually said
this is what it says. A Knicks spokesman said that it was untrue, that it was simply an issue of Lee using the wrong entrance.
How is the wrong entrance that no one tells them they come in the same entrance for 28 years?
I just want to make sure that we have
no, that's a lie.
So they made that up.
It's Garden Spin. I wasn't shaking his hands. In fact, when he came over me, I didn't get up right away. I was sitting in my seat.
So when James Dolan came over to you,
yeah,
what did he say to you exactly, and what was your response exactly?
He said, we have to talk. I said, talk about what? I said, Mr. Dolan, I've been coming here for 28 years. Why was I not notified? By email? Text?
What did he say?
Phone? He says, now you know.
Let me ask you.
Now you know it's too late.
Spike, why do you think that you, a top paying customer and the most famous, you know, fan of the Knicks, this doesn't happen to Jack Nicholson at Staples, right?
With
16-time champion.
Doesn't happen to Drake. You go down the line. Jimmy Buffett, Miami, nowhere.
So why do you think
they target? You got to ask Mr. Dolan.
You don't have any theory about why they target the number one fan who pays for his courtside tickets for now a quarter
century. Nothing like
plus.
To say, I've never asked for any celebrity extra. Mm-hmm. I come there. I don't try to get on the Jumbotron. Mm-hmm. I just come there to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. My father started taking me to Old Madison Garden 1967-68. Mm-hmm. I was in the Garden May 8th, 1970 for the Willis Reed game. I was 13 years old.
You were arguing about Bernard King over Larry Bird, and she's got to have it.
Yes.
Hold on, Max. Let's play the devil's advocate, because I want to take the other side just for a second to make sure you have a response. You know that there are some people out there that's going to look at you, Spike Lee, Oscar award winning, Academy award winning Spike Lee. Okay. You know, he's a celebrity. He's so accomplished. This is the latest example of another celebrity, a spoiled celebrity expecting preferential treatment. What do you say to people that think like that, Spike Lee?
In my heart, I'm still the kid from Brooklyn that was sneaking in the Garden. I love the Knicks. Those are my guys. I grew up with Willis Reed, Red Holtzman, Dick Barnett, Cassie Russell, Dave Stallworth, Nate Bowman, Bill Bradley. Those are my guys. It's a shame. I look up in the roof and you see the banner from 72-73. That's the last time we had a banner. I'm thinking, am I going to die before we win another championship? Is my son who's 24, is he going to die for another championship?
What does it say to you that you're sitting here today talking about this? And just a couple of years ago, we had Charles Oakley removed from Madison Square Garden. We had Kevin Durant decide to go to Brooklyn in part because he looked at the headlines that were being created, not even by the Knicks basketball department. Certainly not by their security, because I know a lot of those guys in security for Madison Square Garden. They're absolutely great. They're scared to get fired. It's a damn shame because they're good guys.
Can I just say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I've been coming to the Garden. My seat's courtside, 28 plus years. I know all the guys.
The security.
They're scared to talk to me. I've known these guys years. They've seen my children go up. My son Jax is 24. My daughter's 24. My son Jax is 24, taller than me. They grew up in the Garden. They don't even want. Let me finish.
Yeah, we just had to get a commercial.
They look at me. They give me like this. And understand, people walk on eggshells to the Garden because they know they can be fired in a second.
Let's first take your take on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save pay an average of $796 less per year. So all of this conversation about Spike creates the conversation about what the worst run organization in sports is. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've also asked you on Twitter, and we are blowing up. Y'all are ready to hate on some organizations. Remember, not just teams, organizations. I want to get some of your take in. Jammin in Atlanta, I think we're saying this right. Jammin, who you got as the worst run organization?
Man, I gotta say the Knicks.
To put it in perspective, my dad was just born the last time the Knicks won a championship. And when's the last time anyone has ever talked about possibly the Knicks possibly getting a free agent? I know there was some talk about Kevin Durant possibly going there, but I think everyone knew that was not going to happen. And it's all because of the owner. Like, they put subpar product out there and expect their fans, like Spike Lee, to keep coming. And it's because of fans of Spike Lee that the Knicks are relevant, and now they even lost him. So,
and thanks for the call. You know, I appreciate the sentiment. I will say there's two sides to this Spike Lee thing, though. I mean, what we're really talking about here is a celebrity. And, yes, he's the face. He's the face celebrity. He is synonymous with the Knicks. We're talking about the fact that he's not getting in through the employee elevator. It's not that they didn't let him in or they told him he can't say anything or they tried to stifle him in his seats. They won't let him use the employee elevator. Like, is that that big a deal? I mean, Stephen A. sort of plays devil's advocate there, but I'll double down on it. I mean, should Spike Lee get better treatment than the guys and girls that are sitting next to him courtside? I mean, does every courtside seat come with that level of access, or are we just doing it because it's Spike Lee? And if we're just doing it because it's Spike Lee, what about everybody else that's also paying an arm and a leg? I mean, he sort of avoids the question of what it seems like if someone wants to look at him and say, hey, you're a spoiled celebrity. We're going to get Stephen A's thoughts in just a minute. Don't forget my thoughts on Simply Safe. With Simply Safe, you'll have a team of security experts ready to dispatch police at a moment's notice. Get free shipping at simplysafe.com/fits. That's simply with an I, safe.com/FITZ. A lot of votes coming in for worst run organization. Yes, we're getting some of them, many of them, frankly, for the Knicks. Well, it's also Ryan says Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, that makes sense. Tate says Timberwolves. And what about the Bengals? Nathan Rowland says the Bengals here. Patrick points out the Lions. 0-16, nothing when you compare the last six decades of awful football, bad ownership, bad GMs. They're so bad, two great players retired rather than playing for them with Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Patrick, we're going to save that tweet. That might be the tweet of the day as we take a look at the worst-run organizations in sports. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In the meantime, I want to get more thoughts on this from the man himself, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. was there on First Take as all of this went down. And Stephen A., I'll double down with you. I mean, at some point, is it for Spike Lee? You asked the question, you know, does it look like a spoiled celebrity? Does everybody sitting courtside get employee access elevators?
Well, you know what? First of all, the answer I assume would be no. But the issue in question is who's telling the truth about what really, really happened. Spike Lee did not sit up there and say he was informed and said, damn that, I'm not coming through the other entrance. I'm coming through the employee entrance that I've been coming through for 28 years. He said he didn't know. He was never informed. And if he was never informed and you never told him and you never picked up the phone to call him, but as he said, you're quick to pick up the phone if I'm a day late on my season ticket package, which is $3,400 per game, then something's wrong with that picture. Secondly, he's the most famous Knicks fan there is. And when you consider that, and he's saying just last Wednesday, there was a play at Madison Square Garden that he was a participant in. He showed up there, rather, to support it. And he walked through that same entrance, and nobody informed him of anything. To have his ticket scanned, and then to have him removed from the elevator, and then to ask him to walk around from 33rd Street to 31st Street. You know how packed that area is, near around Madison Square Garden and 8th Avenue or what have you. If you're a celebrity, you're not inclined to walk through that crowd. That's just the truth. So all of those things being taken into consideration. Again, I was not there. I do not know what happened. I read the Knicks statement before and after Spike Lee's appearance on First Take. We certainly saw what Spike Lee had to say. But here's the bottom line. You're James Dolan and the Knicks, and this is what you're in the news for on the day that your president of basketball operations has been announced. This is similar to being in the news for Charles Oakley at a time you were trying to recruit prospective free agents. This is similar for you being in the news because you had a kid removed because he was asking Dolan to sell the team. And this was at a time when you were trying to pursue Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard or the Kyrie Irvings of the world to come and play with Madison Square Garden. it's almost to the point, Fitz, where it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. It really, really matters the fact that you are the New York Knicks and you find yourself in the news because your owner, James Dolan, somehow, some way, brings his heavy hand down upon a situation where he's got security and others enforcing rules and regulations that he's implemented, which consistently takes headlines away from the New York Knicks and has their organization in the news and the headlines for the wrong damn reason. That's really what this is about right now.
We're talking to Stephen A. Smith. First Take Your Take. And Stephen A., I don't disagree with anything you just said. I will point out I've been paid to play the Garden when I was a musician, and there's a specific door you're allowed to go in, and it's the only one. So I don't love the elevator argument, but you make a great point about Dolan not communicating to him. So I will ask you, what does it take for James Dolan to decide he wants to change his communication style?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, when you're a billionaire, you're a child prodigy, and you've inherited ownership, and ever since you took over the organization, it has stunk. You have a problem. And I'm a person that really, really tries to give James Dolan the benefit of the doubt. I believe for the most part, you know, he pays the money, and he tries to move out the way of folks he might stick a heavy hand in from time to time. But in terms of basketball operations, he's pretty much left that up to the folks that he's put in charge. The problem is consistently the business, the structure, the fundamental infrastructure of Madison Square Garden has always gotten in the way of the Knicks. Somehow, some way. And let me tell you something right now. What Spike Lee says about security at Madison Square Garden is absolutely true. Those guys are phenomenal, those guys and ladies. I've been going to the Garden for years. I haven't been there in a while because I'm so disgusted by the New York Knicks, it makes me want to puke. But the bottom line is, for the most part, throughout my adult life and my career, I've been at Madison Square Garden. The security there is phenomenal. All of those people are first class. The sad part in saying that, and Spike Lee bringing that up, is that you have people who are literally afraid to be seen talking to Spike Lee or other people or being affectionate towards them in any way because they're fearful of repercussions from James Dolan, meaning that they think they could get fired. I reported years ago where you had players in the New York Knicks locker room that were petrified of talking to me on their own phones because they thought their phones were tapped. I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm telling you the kind of things that they were saying, the kind of things they thought and felt. That is how chaotic and paranoid being at Madison Square Garden is. And it's not because of the security. And it's not because of most of the people working under James Dolan. It's because of their fear of what James Dolan would do to them if indeed he perceived them as doing something he found unfavorable. Now, whether that's fair or not, those are the feelings that have disseminated throughout Madison Square Garden for years, but never in our wildest dreams did we believe it would ever touch Spike Lee, your number one fan, synonymous with the New York Knicks brand, who pays $3,400 per game. That's what we're dealing with, and that's what we're talking about here. And the fact that we have to have that conversation is a travesty, especially on a day when the news should have been about the fact that the New York Knicks officially have a new president of basketball operations in Leon Rose. And, oh, by the way, they actually won a damn game.
And so, Stephen A., can Leon Rose fix that culture?
No. No, he can't. No, he can't. He can help the Knicks win, and by winning, you're willing to tolerate and stomach the culture that presently exists. But the only person that can fix this culture is James Dolan. James Dolan has to stop overreacting. And think about it, guys. You want Spike Lee. Spike Lee is already in the elevator. Let's say everything the New York Knicks said is absolutely true, right? Even though they did not tell Spike Lee because he was screaming at them, I didn't know. Okay, Spike Lee, next game from now on, we got y'all going through the 31st Street exit. Done. You know how we know that the New York Knicks have a problem? Because Dolan walked over to Spike Lee and talked to him. What is the owner doing having a conversation with Spike Lee about something that petty? Unless you were directly involved. Why would that be necessary? Think about that. You think Joe Lacob would be commenting about such a matter and directly to a season ticket holder for the Warriors? How about Peter Holt for the San Antonio Spurs? How about Mickey Arison for the Miami Heat? You really, really think that they would find themselves enthralled in such a petty situation? Only Dolan. Dolan with Oakley. Dolan with Spike Lee. Dolan with a little kid who's saying to him, sell the team. The billionaire grown man owner of the New York Knicks in the news for this. Tell me how that makes sense.
Love the perspective as always. Check him out on First Take every day. Stephen A. Smith, thanks for the time, my friend. We appreciate you.
Take it easy, man.
I mean, Stephen A.'s not right. Look, I have no problem with the elevator thing. I have no problem if it's a different entrance, but he's right. You communicate that to Spike Lee and you avoid all of this. I want your take. Who's the worst run organization in all of sports? You guys, we'll get some of your take coming up next. But first, friends, let's talk about Daniel. A year ago, he resolved to stop putting off what he wanted to do, get into information technology. So Daniel enrolled in My Computer Career, and now he's already a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus, which is awesome, or live online, which is easy, just 2 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science running organizations, but many people do it poorly. Who's the worst? More your take on First Take, Your Take next. First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. Brought to you by Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil, made from natural gas and gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4A wear first using SAE 5W30. We're asking you who the worst run organization in all of sports is. Why are we asking that? Because maybe the most famous celebrity, or definitely the most famous celebrity we see around the New York Knicks, had a blow up with the organization last night when they wouldn't let him enter through the elevator. He always enters through. That left him going on First Take today to vocalize some of his frustrations. But he reminds us of his history with the organization.
It started a month ago. Because of 28 years, I've been used employee entrance. And after every game, I take the ramp. It's a circular ramp outside, inside the garden. It's a circle. It's a shape of the garden.
You have to walk by it before we go to the media, yes.
Yes. For 28 years, my entrance has been employee entrance. For 28 years, I go down the ramp. And a month ago, they stopped me from going down the ramp.
Spike, I have a question.
Yeah.
You don't know
okay.
why.
No,
okay.
All of a sudden, they say we have a new policy. Out of nowhere. Here's the thing. If they have my phone number, text, email, let me know. It is not my fault that I went through, if there's a policy change, which must have changed since Wednesday because I used the employee entrance Wednesday. What was yesterday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
When did the thing change?
Today's Monday. Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Yes, it was Monday.
No, but
it's been a long day.
To kill a Mockingbird was Wednesday.
Yes, last Wednesday, yeah.
When does policy change? Again, if I'm a day late with deposit, my phone is ringing off the hook.
Remember, the Knicks have they've given us a statement responding to this quote. The idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we have repeatedly asked him not to use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the garden, is laughable. It's disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He's welcome to come to the garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through our employee entrance, which is what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands. All of this leads to the worst run organization in sports. We've got a bunch of tweets on it. Some of you guys are hanging on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Aaron in Seattle, give me your take. Worst run organization.
Hey, I waffled on that. I was going to go with the easy one, the Detroit Lions, but I actually think I'm going to settle on the Washington Wizards because they've been terrible for a long time. They're in a big market, and they're in a sport where you only got to collect two or three superstars within about a 5-year span to become great. So I think I'm going to go with the Wizards.
Look, I like that call, especially because that's such a basketball-centric area also. I mean, there is so much opportunity to grow something there, and they've never been able to make it happen. Ron, in Kentucky, give me your take. Worst-run organization in all of sports.
I contend with the Knicks, but I'm going to go with the Kings. They got Boogie there. They got Mike Malone. Boogie's already got an attitude issue. They get rid of Mike Malone. They run Boogie out of town, run Isaiah Thomas out of town. They pay J.J. Hickson like he's Chris Webber. You know, they drafted Jimmer over Kawhi at a point. They drafted Nick Stauskas. They've had, what, eight coaches in like 3 or 4 years, something like that. They've got legends like Lottie Devine and those guys making personnel decisions. I mean, that's a pretty poor organization, especially coming from those early 2000s when they had C-Webb and Bibby and Siakovich and all those guys, and it was going so well for them.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part about it, and Ron's choice was the Sacramento Kings. The hardest part about that is that there have been a few opportunities where it looked like there would be some hope, and they just haven't gotten it. Callie from Atlanta, who you got as the worst-run organization in all of sports?
I'm going to have to go with the Washington football team because they're picked with Haskins. There are multiple free agency screw-ups, and the fact that they can't change the name of their team. I just kind of think that's a huge black eye to the league. I mean, imagine being a Native American and you got the Redskins as a football team.
Kyle, I appreciate the concept. I mean, the Redskins, I think a lot of fans would agree with that. We're getting some interesting tweets, too. Aaron says the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, is the worst-run organization in sports. The amount of corruption not only within the sport but within the committee itself is staggering. Got some votes here for the Hornets, the Bobcats, Miami Marlins, obviously, on a lot of people's lists. But then we're also getting, Jeremy says, how about the entire NCAA? Can they get their act together? Keep it coming. I want your thoughts for the worst-run organization in all of sports. We'll take more of your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also get more of your tweets, at Jason Fitz. That's where you get us. More of your take coming up next. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You hang out with us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. We're asking you who the worst-run organization in all of sports is. Not just teams, organization. We've had some votes for the NCAA, for the International Olympic Committee, seeing some votes for baseball start to come through. Then, of course, all of the teams that are involved in it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get those thoughts. All of this comes because of Spike Lee's issue with the Knicks and being forced to change the way he enters the Garden. Now he's not going to go watch any more Knicks this year. Stephen A. made a really important point on First Take today, talking about separating the aura of Madison Square Garden from the aura of the Knicks.
Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul, once dropped 61 at the Garden. Michael Jordan came, dropped a double nickel at the Garden. LeBron James put on the show, had a couple of 50-plus games at Madison Square Garden. I believe James Harden once put on the show at the Garden. Steph Curry almost dropped over 50 at the Garden. What I'm saying to you is this. All of those times, the Knicks were the Knicks. except for Jordan ever. But for everybody else, the Knicks were the Knicks. They were sticking up the joint. They were a perpetual dormant team, and laughingstock, embarrassment, et cetera, et cetera. But the mecca that is Madison Square Garden, the bright lights of the big city, particularly in this day and age when individual brands seem to matter so much to everybody. Usually when folks show up to Gotham City, their mentality is that they individualize everything. And this is my opportunity to put on a show. Matter of fact, I remember Russell Westbrook putting on a show when he was with Oklahoma City, tore the Garden down. What I'm saying to you is that that's the point. You take those things into consideration in the stage that you have. I don't want to hear about the nightlife, because that's always been the case. Anytime you got overnight in New York City, of course, that's always been the case. But it still don't stop you from showing up at the Garden.
Do you think the players don't respect the Garden anymore?
Well,
that may be what's happening.
Mecca's across the river.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do we have the same heat for when the Lakers lost to the Memphis Grizzlies? Do we have the same heat for the Clippers when they lost to the Sacramento Kings?
No.
But now we want to have heat for the Houston Rockets.
I'm not having
heat. They lose to the Knicks. Now it's a big deal.
Jay Will joining Stephen A. and Max as they talk about it. We're brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I played the Garden when I was touring in music, and I'll never forget walking in. It was so incredible to me. The Garden is on my arm as part of my tattoo of the moments in my life I'm proudest of. That's how much playing the Garden meant to me. I used to sneak my way into the Garden, just like Spike Lee was talking about. And when we played the Garden, I walked in with the guys that were in the band with me, and everybody looked around and said, kind of a dump. Why? They were kids. They were younger than I am. They didn't have the memories from the Garden that I have. They didn't have the same meeting. I agree with what Stephen A. is saying, that there's a level of specialness to the Garden itself. But we also have to agree that that level is generational. And when you start talking about kids, they may or may not have that same passion for something that they haven't seen be as incredible as I have. First Take, Your Take, the worst run organization in all of sports. Jesse in Virginia, who you got?
It pains me to say this, but I got the Dallas Cowboys being the worst run organization, and I'm a fan.
Okay, so tell me why they're the worst.
I say this because, I mean, we haven't won a championship in, what, 26 years? And, I mean, it took, what, 9 years for Jerry Jones to fire Jason Garrett? After four of those seasons, we finished 8-8.
But this is what I love about this argument. We haven't won a championship in how many years? Like, if you're a Browns fan right now, what is that? Like, what's your reaction to hearing that? At least y'all have won a championship. Come on now. Like, I mean, that's got to be just a different level of sting. Joel in Washington, who do you have as the worst run organization in all of sports?
I'm going to go with the entirety of Major League Baseball. Maybe not historically, but currently, everywhere from not responding to a changing fan demographic, games continually getting longer and more boring, all the way to a cheating scandal where you give players immunity and then have the commissioner devalue his own trophy.
I mean, I love every ounce of that. You are right about every single thing that you just said there. KC in Florida, give me your worst run organization. I want your take on it. What do you got?
I got to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. As a fan, unfortunately, as long as Mike Brown is there, I don't think they even care to win.
You know, I don't disagree with a lot of that. But at the same time, Ben comes in and says, Cleveland Browns got to be at least top five. My argument starts and ends with Johnny Manziel. I mean, Bengals fans and Browns fans have the worst sports bar argument in history. Who's the worst? Eddie says NCAA playoff football committee. I don't agree with that one at all. KP says the Michigan Wolverines football team stuck in the past, prisoners to their past, won't evolve as a result. They've been unable to effectively develop the great recruiting classes they get every year. They ran off Rich Rod, who was changing. I look at all this like, at least you've had some success. I mean, maybe my bar for worst run. I mean, Kevin Bush comes in. Worst run organization has to be the Chicago Bulls, unfortunately. Watching as a fan over the years since the D. Rose era has been painful. Maybe when you've had success and you start to see it just fall off, that's the moment that just hurts everybody. If you missed the first hour today, by the way, of our show, go check it out on demand in the First Take, Your Take podcast brought to you by Capital One. Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open a savings account with the rate 5 times the national average. Welcome to banking. Reimagine what's in your wallet. Capital One, N.A. Member FDIC. Greer in North Carolina. We're getting a lot of tweets for this. Who do you have as worst run?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Who you got as worst run, buddy?
Yeah, man. Tyler Harness, Michael Jordan. Been down here for 91. Still haven't won no type of championships at all.
I mean, I don't disagree. We're getting a lot of tweets for the Hornets through this. Also, I like Wayne comes in and says the Baltimore Orioles spent 37 years since a World Series appearance, only a handful of winning years, worst scouting group in all of baseball, arrogant owner who cares less. I mean, this is absolutely – I love the passion for worst. And Brandon says it's the Minnesota Timberwolves in all caps. He's very angry. Please understand it's not even close. A lot of votes coming in for the Timberwolves. Keep them coming. At Jason Fitz is the way you can tweet me on it. You can also call 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Plus, Spike versus the Knicks. Who's in the wrong year? I might surprise you with my opinion. That's next. First, take your take.